I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Governor John Hickenlooper's nearly $29 billion budget proposed for the next fiscal year would increase state spending but also make cuts in key areas. 91.5 KRCC Capitol reporter Benta Berkland has more.
Money that would be transferred to transportation to maintain and construct highways would be cut, and funding for K-12 schools would increase, but it wouldn't keep up with student growth and inflation. Local communities would also get less money from severance taxes from oil and gas drilling. Henry Sobenet is the governor's budget director. He says the reductions are because of a $500 million shortfall.
I think when you look at the conflicting rules that we have in our Constitution and then the softening of the revenue forecasts, we're trying to prioritize the things that people have told us to prioritize in the past.
The governor's budget is also proposing $16 million from marijuana taxes be used to help combat homelessness and help people with behavioral health and addiction issues. State lawmakers ultimately write the budget, and much of it could depend on the outcome of next week's election. Democrats currently control the House and Republicans the Senate. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Pueblo County health officials are confirming the first flu case this season that's led to hospitalization there and are encouraging residents to get vaccinated. Last flu season, Pueblo County saw 69 total hospitalizations. El Paso County health officials reported their first flu hospitalization this season last week. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.